This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday conferred Padma Awards to 66 eminent personalities for the year 2026 at the Civil Investiture Ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Of them, two were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, six with Padma Bhushan, and 58 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Noted film actor Dharmendra Deol has been honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously for his contribution in the field of art. The actor's wife and Lok Sabha MP Hema Malini received the award. The legendary Indian violin maestro Dr. N. Rajam were also honoured with Padma Vibhushan. During the ceremony, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Amit Shah, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and H.D. Kumaraswamy were present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated all the luminaries and changemakers who have been conferred with Padma Awards by President Draupadi Murmu. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Prime Minister Modi has reoriented Padma Awards as an institution to drive socio-economic progress by honouring the real changemakers, strengthening the society at grassroots. In Jammu and Kashmir, all tourists stranded in cabins of the Gulmarg gondola ropeway were rescued safely after a major technical snag halted operations at the famous tourist resort. Officials yesterday said more than 300 tourists were trapped inside 65 cabins of the cable car, some hanging nearly 500 feet above the ground, triggering panic among tourists, including women and children. Emergency evacuation protocols were activated immediately. A massive seven-hour rescue operation was launched jointly by teams of the NDRF, SDRF, Jammu and Kashmir, police, Army's Chinar Corps and local administration. All passengers were brought to safety without any injuries. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said that he monitored the rescue operation continuously and directed senior officials, including DGP, to oversee rescue efforts on the ground. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launched a set of strategic portals, an initiative aimed at strengthening the MSME ecosystem, enhancing last-mile credit delivery and accelerating the modernization of rural industries. Speaking at an event in Mumbai to mark the 37th anniversary of the Small Industries Development Bank of India, yesterday, Mrs. Sitharaman called for increased focus on the three FFs, fuel, fertilizer and forex, amid the ongoing West Asia crisis, while asserting that the Indian economy remains resilient.
The West Asia crisis not only is a diplomatic or a geopolitical issue. For businesses and common people, it can mean higher fuel cost, delayed cargo, costlier shipping, shortage of inputs, pressure on working capital and uncertainty in export orders. All of them coming together, it's a big challenge, not just for India, for many other countries. We must also recognize that India's domestic economic situation remains positive and resilient even today.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi today. Foreign Minister of Australia Penny Wong, Foreign Minister of Japan Toshimitsu Motegi and Secretary of the State of the United States Marco Rubio will participate in the meeting. The ministers will exchange views on advancing Quad cooperation across priority areas, review progress on ongoing Quad initiatives, and reflect on recent developments in the Indo-Pacific region and other international issues of the mutual concern. Director General of the Civil Aviation DGCA has issued a standard operation procedure for airlines following the World Health Organization's declaration of Ebola disease outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda as a public health emergency of international concern. At the Asian Under-23 Wrestling Championship in Da Nang, Vietnam, Indian wrestlers put up a dominant show, securing two gold medals yesterday. And that's the end of the news bulletin.